This spring, outdoor projects start with Screwfix. If you've got a job on laying some decking, Screwfix has everything you need to get it done properly. From screws and drills, right up to decking boards and joists. In fact, whatever you're working on outdoors, construction, commercial landscaping, or outdoor decorating, we've got all the tools for the job, so you can start with us. Install and online at screwfix.com. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This segment is created independently by Gamertag Radio. It is not an official Ubisoft creation.
Previously on Hope County Stories.
All right, Pete, right now in a few minutes, we're going to meet up with Pastor Jerome Jeffries here in Hope County. This is our first time here.
Why is Hope County so unique?
Ever heard of Seed?
Yes.
He's what's wrong. He's what's worth fighting.
Why not just join the cult? So these come up in here, kill my father, and you telling me you want me to join them?
And this is not a joke. I mean, this is something we need to be able to put across really, really quick. This is not a joke. This is real.
Hope County is full of all sorts of people. Whether or not we all like each other, but we all believe that there's a right and a wrong way to do things. And we believe in the right. And that's what hope is. Hope is right. And we will fight for that right.
What was that?
Hey, we found him. Let's get him.
Oh, shit.
The father is expecting you.
What's going on? What's going on? What? Help!
What, yo, what's Paris? What's Paris?
Help! What? Oh,
shh.
Paris is fine. Paris is with family now.
What do you mean he's with family?
Paris was ready to receive the truth, and the truth has filled him.
That's not possible. Dude, he was just with us. Like,
he can be with you again. I've heard about you from Gamertag Radio, asking questions, but do you really want answers?
Who are you?
I'm your father. And you are my children.
Dude, what's going on? Like,
you came in search of truth. If you want the truth, open your hearts and be ready to receive it.
I want answers. Like, you know, we spoke to the pastor. We've spoken to...
The pastor's not a man of God. The pastor's a man of the flesh. He's a man of illusion. He's a man of trickery. He holds up the mirror to the you that you want to see in yourself. He's an avatar of faith. I am the truth.
What makes him any different than you?
God doesn't speak to him. The echo of God doesn't ring in his voice.
Are you the chosen one?
I've been chosen. But you've been chosen too. See, God brought you to me. And the end is coming, and you can feel that in your bone. You can look at the world around you, and you can put down your phones, and you can look into my eyes, and you know the truth, because I see you as you are.
Why we're here at Eden's Gate?
You're part of the project. You're part of the answer to the problem that faces us all. The end is coming, but what will be next? And I am the seed of the future. And you will be the fruit born of my tree.
Why are you doing this to Hope County? What did these people do to you?
These people didn't do anything to me. It's what I'm doing for them.
Or to them.
I'm saving them.
Did they ask for this?
They don't need to ask. God asks, and I deliver. See, when you know the truth, when you know the end is coming, you do whatever is necessary to bring the flock home. And they may resist me now, but they will thank me later. Because when we emerge from our shelters, after the end is come, there will be a new beginning. And they will be part of that new beginning.
What if they don't want to? I mean, we spoke with Nick and him and his family. They don't want to be a part of this. What gives you the right to come here and just take this from them?
God gives me the right. God has chosen me to choose you. And you can struggle and you can question, and that's part of human nature. We're lost and we're afraid. You want to cling to the artifice of some identity that you think you have. But the truth will set you free. The truth is not going to be found in a shiny box in your hand, or something you buy, or something you wear, or something you say. The truth is the family, and I am the father.
What if we don't want to be part of Eden's Gate? What if we wouldn't just
you
want to leave?
You are part of Eden's Gate, because I've decided you are. And God has ordained me as the shepherd of his flock. And just like the sheep are not allowed to wander off the mountainside to the peril of their doom, you shall not wander away from the flock. You're safe with me now, and you will stay safe.
What about our family, our children?
Your children are my children. All children are my children. We're working towards a tomorrow, and you're clinging to yesterday. They will join you if they open their hearts and if they trust in me.
How important you want us to spread the message, your message, to our listeners?
Once you have the truth, you're filled with the truth, and you can't help but speak the truth. And I will know when you've received the message. And you will go forth like my other heralds, and you will bring more and more into the flock. And God has chosen a number, and that number is a mystery to all but me. But when the number has been met, the end will come, and it will usher in the new dawn.
Everybody's a sinner. Do you see yourself as a sinner too?
Never claimed to be a perfect man. Of course I'm marked by sin. You can see the scars on my body. You can see the tattoos on my flesh. But I have cleansed myself, and I have purified myself not to perfection, but to simple humanity. Can you say you've done the same?
I never claimed to be the perfect man, but who puts you in front of us? Like, why you? Why not Pastor Jerome? Why not Nick? Why not Grace? Why not anybody else in Hope County? Why you?
I can't explain the mystery of God's ways. I can only tell you with certainty that he has spoken to me, that he has chosen to me. I have felt the weight of his hand on my heart, and it beats it and it makes its music. And he's ordained me as his one and only true messenger. The rest are peddlers in antiquity. The rest use the word of God that's been fossilized in history. I am the living word. I am the truth. And I am the future.
Are you nervous that other people might come here and take over Eden's Gate?
No one will take my family. Because we're strong. We know they will come, and we've prepared. And we're willing to die in the fight for what is right. And when the reckoning comes, we will be the one that delivers salvation. Whether it be with blood, whether it be with tears, or whether it be with a humble opening of your heart.